Welcome back to the Olga Express Show. I'm your host, Olga. How you doing? How's everybody doing? Here I am with wet hair. No time. Too many things going around, juggling around. But you know, I could not wait. If you heard my live stream yesterday, I mentioned that I was just thinking about Sansom and wondering, like, what happened to him? It's been a while that I literally even went to his channel. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he hasn't done anything because I do follow him. And boom, he posts, was it yesterday? Did he go live yesterday or 2 days ago? No, it was yesterday, right? That he premiered his new song, Price Hike. So here we are. We're just going to go straight. Today's Wednesday. Wednesday is just purely reaction. Hashtag Wednesday. I mean, hashtag hump day. And so I'm like, you know what? No, I can't wait. I don't even care about my hair. Right? Who cares, right? It's about the reaction. It's not about the hair. Anyway, if you're new to my channel, awesome to have you. If you've been here before, welcome back, my love. Make sure to smash that like button if you like this video, if you like this content. Keep it coming. Spread the love. Share this content. You know, sharing is caring. And I am live right now on the BoobTube and Rumble and Twitter. Oh, X. Live on X. Twitter X. I think everybody's calling it Twitter X, right? So I'm going to go right into it. For those who are new and don't know who Olga S. Perez is, this is not your average reaction. And these are real, live, raw, unedited. And for everyone that's like, oh my gosh, he talks too much. What is wrong with people not knowing about timestamps? The timestamps will be provided. And of course, feel free to do them yourself. I mean, that's great. I appreciate it. So the party is getting started now. Hi, I'm Olga S. Perez, coming at you live, unleashing the power of perspective, one reaction at a time. I've been a life strategist for over 20 years, and I'm here to share my insights on trending topics, current news, and music videos that we all want to talk about with love and humor. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, baby. With love and humor. And if you don't know, I do the live reaction from the top. I mean, the first reaction, I interrupt as needed, as inspired. It is what it is, guys. It's real, raw, unedited, right? And then I'll play from the top, from beginning to end, without interruption. And then it's a wrap. I'll check out your any chats popping up. All right. Okay. I hope I do good. I hope you like it. I hope I like it. You know what I mean? Yep. Haven't even taken a peek. Nothing. So first time reaction. Real, live, raw, drum roll. Who's ready? Did you get your popcorn? Did you get your tea, your coffee, whatever it is? You ready? You sitting down? You standing? Where are you? You got your headset on? So I already got it queued up. It's right here. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hope you guys get to join me live. Keep your comments coming. You know your comments are my fuel. I do read them and I will respond. And I thank everybody for all your support, your love, for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed already, subscribe. Especially because, you know, I'm kind of don't have a set schedule these days. I've had to kind of, I have to work. You know, I'm community funded. If you haven't become a member of this channel, become a member. It helps me, helps the channel. It supports. You're definitely my entire support. And become a locals member to get me behind the scenes, to hear me, you know, completely uncensored over there. It's definitely more personal. And again, it's like a coffee a month. So please, I would love to see you there. I need more members. All right. Leo, welcome. All right, guys. I'm glad you are here and you can make it live. Again, whether you're watching the replay, make sure to leave a comment. Okay. Here we go. Real, live, raw reaction. What's going on here? Oh. That wasn't supposed to happen. Jeepers creepers. Here we go. Like I got lost for a second. I'm like, what window did I open? All right, here we go. Real, live, raw reaction, Sansom. price hack starting now. We're growing the economy from the middle out. Hold on. I got to pause right here for my podcast, because if you guys don't know, I have a podcast as well. The links are in the description below. We're growing the economy from the middle out and bottom up, lowering costs for hardworking families and making smart investments in America. That's Bidenomics, Joe Biden. Of course. Great intro.
I made a little money off a rap, but not enough to make me rich, yet I'm still backpacking. I made a little money off a rap, but not enough to make me rich, I'm in the same tax bracket. I made a little money off a rap, but not enough to make me rich, I mean it too. I just say that to say that I'm still down here in the real world, feeling everything with you, and I'm fucking pissed. I got a big bone to pick with all these motherfucking activists, all these rappers and actors and notable figures that act like they know how.
Does he sound like me or what? Is that not what I'm constantly saying in the live streams or what? Oh, love it. Love the mullet too, Larry. You're staying true to yourself. Love it.
Bad this shit is. I love being lectured and ridiculed about the fact that I don't have an electric vehicle. Tweeting about climate change from your private plane while I pay an arm and leg to get some fuel. Thank God my car doesn't take premium. I'd have to get a second job just to break even. Then they cranked it up $3 and brought it down too. And I'm supposed to be happy and act like I'm proud of you. And to add to injury, I got Kamala telling me I need to go electric and I have to act quick. And all it's gonna cost me is $50,000. Well, guess what? I don't have that, bitch. And even if...
I just got chills. Both my thighs, you can see it. I'm wearing shorts. I got chicken legs. Oh, guess what, bitch? Wait, I got to rewind that for a little. Just one more time.
And all it's going to cost me is $50,000. Well, guess what? I don't have that, bitch. And even if I did, I would buy a big truck just to rub it in your face because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah!
I would put a big smokestack on the top of it and blow black smoke every time I open throttle it. And it's not because I hate the climate. It's because I don't trust you or the things you wish me to do. I would cut the floor out of the bottom of my car and start running like the Flintstones before I listen to you.
God! I think this guy's so good. I'd rather listen to the Flintstones. Of course, the woman is worse than a cartoon. Can't take serious. I mean, God, you said it best, Sansom.
Mm-mm. I would cut the floor out of the bottom of my car and start running like the Flintstones before I listen to you. I hate when people tell me they would rather not talk about it because they don't like to get political. I cannot afford supply shortages and high mortgages. It's not politics. All this shit is literal. That's money draining out of your bank account to make it work. Right. To the point that it breaks you down and makes you hurt, paying insane amounts.
It does. Oh, it does. So, preach, Sansom.
Taken out of your savings and promised that they were going to save you. How? They made it worse.
Yeah, of course. Look at that face. The face says more than the words, right?
We should be a flourishing nation, not a country with soaring inflation. There's nothing more infuriating than the fact that nobody takes blame for this poor demonstration. Like, what? It just happened like that? Nothing to do with your administration. You blamed it on Putin and called it his price hike, but shit was going up way before the invasion. Oh,
yeah, baby. Uh-huh. I know. I kind of ruined the climax part. I know.
You blamed it on Putin and called it his price hike, but shit was going up way before the invasion. Now, how does that work? Really, I'm baffled. Sick of being treated like a stupid blind asshole. Next thing I know, I'm gonna turn on CNN and they'll be trying to tell everybody that Putin time traveled. Wouldn't put it past them. Crooked little rats, so weaselly and spineless, always.
Little rats. Oh, God. Ouch. I mean, it's empowering when there's truth bombs, isn't it?
Looking for a snack, searching for the next reputation to tear apart and trash when the views that you have and theirs aren't exact. They feed you bullshit and expect you to eat it, and they read you bullshit and expect you to believe it. Like everything that you witness is for certain and real, and you're just supposed to forget all your personal experiences. Like all the money that you spent, you still have the shit. You didn't really spend any of it, you just imagined it. All the cash that you wasted on behalf of this inflation didn't happen. It's just a figment of your imagination, and it's all gone.
No, that was it. No, even his closing was a bomb in a good way, obviously.
recordings.
Oh, shit. Just... Oh, no. Oh, here we go with this shit. Mm-hmm. That's why I need more members so I can pay this off. Mm-mm. Let me skip this. All right. I'm going to play it from the top. Play it from the top, baby, without interruption. Yours truly.
You blamed it on Putin and called it his price.
Did you guys see? I did rewind it. All right. Okay. Now, for real. Without interruption.
I made a little money off a rap, but not enough to make me rich, yet I'm still backpacking. I made a little money off a rap, but not enough to make me rich, I'm in the same tax bracket. I made a little money off a rap, but not enough to make me rich, I mean it too. I just say that to say that I'm still down here in the real world, feeling everything with you, and I'm fucking pissed. I got a big bone to pick with all these motherfucking activists, all these rappers and actors and notable figures that act like they know how bad this shit is. I love being lectured and ridiculed about the fact that I don't have an electric vehicle, tweeting about climate change from your private plane while I pay an arm and leg to get some fuel. Thank God my car doesn't take premium. I'd have to get a second job just to break even. Then they cranked it up $3 and brought it down too. And I'm supposed to be happy and act like I'm proud of you. And to add to injury, I got Kamala telling me I need to go electric and I have to act quick. And all it's gonna cost me is $50,000. Well, guess what? I don't have that, bitch. And even if I did, I would buy a big truck just to rub it in your face because I don't give a fuck. I would put a big smokestack on the top of it and blow black smoke every time I open throttle it. And it's not because I hate the climate, it's because I don't trust you or the things you wish me to do. I would cut the floor out of the bottom of my car and start running like the Flintstones before I listen to you. I hate when people tell me they would rather not talk about it because they don't like to get political. I cannot afford supply shortages and high mortgages. It's not politics, all this shit is literal. That's money draining out of your bank account to make it work to the point that it breaks you down and makes you hurt, paying insane amounts, taken out of your savings and promised that they were gonna save you. How? They made it worse. We should be a flourishing nation, not a country with soaring inflation. There's nothing more infuriating than the fact that nobody takes blame for this poor demonstration. Like, what? It just happened like that? Nothing to do with your administration. You blamed it on Putin and called it his price hike, but shit was going up way before the invasion. Now, how does that work? Really, I'm baffled. Sick of being treated like a stupid blind asshole. Next thing I know, I'm going to turn on CNN and they'll be trying to tell everybody that Putin time traveled. Wouldn't put it past them. Wicked little rats, so weaselly and spineless, always looking for a snack. Searching for the next reputation to tear apart and trash when the views that you have and theirs aren't exact. They feed you bullshit and expect you to eat it. And they read you bullshit and expect you to believe it. Like everything that you witness isn't for certain or real. And you're just supposed to forget all your personal experiences. Like all the money that you spent, you still have the shit. You didn't really spend any of it. You just imagined it. All the cash that you wasted on behalf of this inflation didn't happen. It's just a figment of your imagination and it's all gone.
Well, was it me? Because I swear it was kind of short. But boy, did it cover a lot. Oh, that was so good. That was so good. Like, so good. So good. So good. I don't know what else to say. I mean, of course, you know, his signature is also like walking or outdoors. So I love that. He kept, it's a Sanson, right? It's like you're outdoors. He's got the mullet, right? Keeping it real, being honest, consistent. And I was wondering, oh man, I reached out to him months ago to have him as a guest. I got to reach out again and see if I can get him on. I was like, oh man, I feel like we can go off together and it would be amazing and fun. Don't you guys think? Yeah, right? Anyway, if you guys got any contact with Sansom, give him a holler for me. Okay, hook a sister up. He did comment on one of the video reactions. I think it was the one about Nancy Pelosi. Did you guys see that one? Check out the reaction list that I got. Look up the Sansom one. Oh my God, that one made me laugh too. Really, really good. But he commented on it. And that was super freaking awesome. I pinned his comment. Again, I am diehard for anybody who's got some cojones, you know, like just oomph and you know, oomph, to say the least, you know. Good for him and his generation leading the lost pack of men. See, I believe in men and I believe in chivalry and I believe in truth and balls. And as much as I'm an independent, strong woman, I want a man that takes control. I mean, that's the true definition of a strong woman, in my opinion. Not a girl's like, oh my God, I was just on the phone with someone today. Matter of fact, surprise guest coming up next Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, you are going to want to see this live. And you'll see. Anyway, let me check out your chat, see what you guys had to say before I wrap it up. I'm also going to look at my pop-up. Hey, Muzzuccino. Good to see you smile. I knew you'd like this one, heart. You sure did. You sure did, Muzzuccino. What else? Incoming truth bombs, right? That's what Sean said earlier. Well, what'd you think? Leo, good morning. How are you? Yes. How are you? Oh, wait. When are we going to see you react to Raw Thoughts 6? I didn't do that one yet. Did you check my reaction list? Maybe I didn't. Let me know. And I'll put it up there to see if that's the next one you guys want me to react to. I got a couple more coming tomorrow and Friday. This week is on fire. Since last week I didn't show up. For those who heard my live stream yesterday, internet connections when I actually had a guest and big, huge plan, couldn't do it. And then I was like, whatever. So I'm making up for time lost. If you missed me. I mean, I definitely missed you. Oh. So as the darkness closes in clasp. As the darkness closes in clasp, your fingers around the locks of the mullet. He will guide us to the light. Oh, I love that. That was good, Sean. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope this at least put a smile on your face today and you enjoyed it. Keep your comments coming. If you think of anything, make sure to comment, on the video below. Don't feel like, I missed it. It's all good. I'm going to be looking at your comments. So, oh my God, I could talk forever about this song. I'm sure you guys can too. But there you got it. There you got it. I hope you had some good entertainment. And welcome to Mi Casa, which is the Olga Express Show, where I almost feel like I'm the only channel out there that's actually positive on live streams. Did you guys notice that? I mean, I'm sure there's more out there, but like everybody jumps on all these wagons and I'm there. I get it. But we gotta be able to, use love and humor to get through this shit. Tanya, what's up? Great to see you. Did you miss it? Did you miss the live? Oh, were you in it? Did you see it? Well, great to see you, Tanya. Thank you for stopping by. See you soon. God willing, tomorrow. Much love. Many blessings. And I'll talk to you soon.